I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist, you're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs, fuck you. War.
I guess we're live. All right. Welcome. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, March 29th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It's snowy here this morning, so we're having connectivity issues. But we did it. And speaking of issues, Do you feel like if you're watching any of the mainstream stuff, do you feel like we are reliving the OJ trial in reverse? Kind of. It's very strange. For whatever reason, the George Floyd stuff reminds me of sort of OJ in reverse. So I don't know if there's a correlation there, some kind of wormhole that we've been taken down or something like that, but that's the way it feels to me. So strange goings on. We all have to be subjected to this in cultural Marxist sort of fashion. And, you know, that really is the thing. I mean, if we could get maybe 15 of us together in one room and say, okay, clearly this is what's going on and we're being, you know, the gaslighting is in full effect. Clearly we're all being gaslighted completely. And so, you know, sanity would be restored. Normalcy could be restored. And, we could just go on about our daily business. But, you know, because of COVID, you can't get 15 people together in a room without at least three or four of those people being terrified and considering the other 11 or 12 folks domestic terrorists, because I mean, clearly they're a menace to society when they haven't been vaccinated and they haven't, they're not wearing masks while we're all trying to talk and things. And even though none of that makes any sense. So this is a very strange thing, and I don't really want to give it any attention. You know, it would be nice if we could starve it and it would just go away. However, something tells me that it's not quite that simple. So we will press on. What was it? There was something I saw on social media. Speaking of the nonsense, let's see. Yeah, people are noticing that the flu has gone away, which is miraculous. 2019-2020 flu season, 38 million cases. 2020 to 2021 season, 1,822 cases. CDC, you know, Fox News talking about that. Amazing. It's a miracle. So, and in other news, let's see, what was the other? Oh, yeah. There are, you know, businesses. There's a, I think it's sort of, someone's being facetious, but I think the point is valid. So, this is circulating on social media. Please be advised to assure the safety of our staff and existing clients. This, I mentioned the incident in Whitefish last week. I mentioned the incident last week, and Whitefish man cited for criminal trespass after refusing to wear mask at gym. That's how some gyms are handling this nonsense. And, you know, this is a situation that really sort of typifies the insanity of this nonsense. So let's start with Governor Gianforte gets elected and says, I want to repeal the mask mandate, but first I want to make sure that we have protections in place for businesses, for organizations to make sure that they're not held liable for, you know, something. And let's just let adults be adults. Let's let people behave themselves. And as suspicious as I've been of Greg Gianforte, I have appreciated those efforts. And so that made sense. You know, let's make sure they're not, businesses are not held liable, and let's just let people remember how to act responsibly on their own. And it's as if people forgot the first part. You know, he said, I want to make sure that we have protections in place to make sure that businesses aren't harmed by lifting the mandate. That made perfect sense. Great job. But it was as if people missed the memo on the first part and the mask mandate was lifted, and then everybody went into panic mode. Places like Costco, for example, are more fascist about the mask nonsense than ever, you know. And if you can't wear a mask and you have some kind of medical, then you can wear a shield, a face shield. You can wear the cone of shame along with Fido, which again doesn't make a whole lot of sense medically. I'm pretty sure that's, you know, if a virus is smart enough to come out after 10 p.m. because it knows you're out and you're up to no good, it's probably smart enough to get around the edges of that face shield. Maybe even that mask. I'm just saying. So in Whitefish, the happiest place on earth, according to some bogus survey. Man, I guess it depends on who you ask. If you're asking John Mulfeld, it's probably the happiest place on earth. But for the rest of the people, and maybe some terrified schizophrenic transplants, it might be the happiest place on earth. But for, I think, the vast majority of locals, it's not the happiest place on earth. Anyway, this story, Whitefish man cited for criminal trespass after refusing to wear a mask at gym, typifies the insanity. The guy is basically looking into the gym, taking his daughter to a swim lesson, I think is what it was. And can see, you know, there are people in the gym without masks on. So how come, you know, what's with the discrimination? I think I mentioned on air, you know, I was joking, in Missoula, they're crazy also, and about this kind of stuff. And so when you show up at an establishment and they say you have to have a mask on to enter the establishment, but you can see just beyond arm's reach inside the establishment, there's a gaggle of folks without masks on. Oh, they're at a table, though. I said, well, we should just put a TV tray around our neck, you know, just hang one around our neck and say, oh, I'm at a table too. So it's okay. That seems rather arbitrary. It doesn't sound very scientific to me, but I guess the virus that's smart enough to come out after 10 isn't smart enough to penetrate the table or something. I don't quite understand how that works, but so this story typifies the nonsense. And then you have, you know, posts like this to the contrary. Please be advised to assure the safety of our staff and existing clients. This gym, this fitness establishment, will not be accepting new personal training clients who have taken the experimental vaccine. This decision has been made in consultation with our insurance company, as well as health professionals. The unknown health effects of the mRNA vaccines are not covered by our liability. And also, we had to take into consideration reported side effects such as viral shedding, seizures, and death into consideration. We apologize for any inconvenience and will reevaluate our policy when clinical trials of the experimental injection are completed in 2023. That's right. In case you didn't know, just as Del Bigtree reminded folks repeatedly, you are your guinea pigs if you've taken the vaccine. You're part of the experiment. Congratulations. And that's how it works historically. And by the way, that's something that has been played out, you know, scenario planned in the gamification of vaccines. It's all just a big video game. You know, have you seen that Liberty Mutual commercial, for example? And there are a couple of them, actually. It's all just a video game. You're just part of a video game. And this has all been gamed, war gamed. So, you know, it's okay. Don't worry, it's for your health and safety. So, things are crazy and getting crazier. This George Floyd stuff is, again, it typifies the insanity. But in contravention to that, Matthew chapter 5, I mentioned this, and this just keeps echoing in my mind. I keep coming back to this. This is where we're here at that moment. I think really, you know, in the Beatitudes, Jesus is saying, I mean, I've talked in the past, people that haven't really dug in, really haven't, you know, didn't really consult with the secret decoder ring, the Holy Spirit, that is, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, haven't really dug in to the Bible to any significant extent, might not have really thought about why all of this, what seems like genocide in the Old Testament, and, you know, what Jesus says in the Beatitudes. You've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy, well, what's that all about? So I think, you know, we've been at that moment for a long time, a couple thousand years, but now we're really at that moment. So he says, it was said, you know, whoever said, yeah, well, let me skip ahead a little bit. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist an evil person. What? But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other also to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. What? Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. Now this is interesting, because this sounds like it departs from the lessons of Proverbs and other parts of the Bible. So give to him who asks of you. Do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. Hey, do you have an egg? Actually, I need 2 eggs. No, here's a dozen eggs. Go ahead. And I, you know, there are some people who do this kind of thing. And I know some. I know one in particular. Had an opportunity to chat with him over the weekend. Amazing guy. So there's hope. Maybe I'll talk more about that. But so Jesus says, you have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Matthew 5:43. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun, S-U-N, to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. And this is an interesting thing. I think I mentioned last week, had an opportunity to attend a men's breakfast with that included my two brothers, and so that was fun. And a gentleman shared that he thought it was amazing, one of the most awesome concepts that he has sort of wrestled with, is the fact that we get to give God our worst, and in exchange he gives us his best. And I think that's, you know, in thinking about that, that's what this comes down to. Matthew 5:43-48, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, as folks who, you know, Christians, I guess. And again, as I said last week, that I grew up thinking that even though some of us wander, you know, from the faith, or, you know, become the prodigal or whatever, still, as Americans, this is kind of our foundation. That's how I grew up thinking, what I grew up believing. And I think there's a historical basis for that, despite the Orwellian historical revisionism that has been just rabidly destroying history, particularly in the internet age. I'm sorry, Dave, that never happened. So I think this is it. You know, it struck me that what he was saying is basically what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, I would say, as Americans, receive people's worst and allow God to give them his best in exchange. And I've said for a long time that I think that's the kind of thing that changes hearts. If anything will turn back the tide of insanity, it is this, it's this concept. Romans 5:8, for example. So we'll talk maybe a little bit more about this and continue on this Monday. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, so Jerry Blackwell doesn't have a mask on, but he has this little plastic teller window or whatever the heck you call that. I think we should call it a Maginot line. That's appropriate, right? He has his plastic Maginot line. His, what would that be? His pandemic Maginot line there. Viruses will not penetrate this, right, this little plastic area right here. I'm still amazed watching people outdoors with masks on, or, you know, a guy walking down the street. I mean, there's watching cars rushing by and just all kinds of pollution has to, I mean, what? Who is this person with a mask on protecting himself or someone else. And the wind is blowing fiercely. There was a wind advisory. I saw this gentleman yesterday with a mask on. There was a wind advisory that was practically blowing this guy over, but he was very conscientious and had a mask on. How thoughtful. So that's just amazing. Mr. Blackwell does not have a mask on. However, he has his Maginot Line in front of him. And all of the people around him don't have a Maginot Line in front of them, but they have masks on. So it's very curious. It seems very unscientific to me. It seems more like political posturing. But, you know, I'm no epidemiologist, so what do I know? Oh, wait, neither is Bill Gates. I digress. So, you know, speaking of all of that, before I get back to this Matthew 5, Romans 5 stuff, Romans 5, 8, NASB, 95, NASB, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Before that, I had a chance to dig through some, I had a chance to go back in the Wayback Machine for a few minutes this weekend, dig through some of my old notes. I found something from James Andrew Lewis, you know, CSIS, James Lewis. I said I was going to go digging for the one PowerPoint presentation that I have somewhere. I know I have a copy of that somewhere. Haven't found that yet, but I found this other thing and some notes on all this virus stuff and pandemic stuff circa 2005, 2006. So I found those and I might grab those for, I don't know, upcoming minutes in this broadcast, like bottom of the first hour here coming up, and who knows what after that. Anyway, Romans 5:8. I think the point is when we allow God to exchange through us, basically, people's worst for his best, when he allows us to receive, or when we allow him to exchange, you know, by receiving people's worst and giving them his best, allowing him to give his best through us. That's when we're doing what he says. You know, I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. And, you know, people try to make this whatever they want. I would say I would just leave it entirely to the discretion of the Holy Spirit. And if someone prays about this, invites the Holy Spirit into this, obviously, then you will know exactly what the specific directive is, and I would leave it at that. Personally, that's just my two cents on the matter. Rather than trying to listen to a man say something and then apply that dogmatically to all situations, that person, no offense to that person, they might, you know, that might be their directive for them. It might not be for, you know, all people in all cases. I would say let the Holy Spirit work it out anyway. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. And so Romans 5:8 is sort of the outworking of that. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So it's just the embodiment of this concept where you give your worst. The Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags to God. And so we give our worst and he gives his best. And Romans 5:8 is a demonstration of that that breaks the heart. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, March 29th, 2021. April Fool's Day is right around the corner, and the George Floyd show trial got underway a little bit early, I think. April Fool's Day is still a few days away, so April Fool's, just kidding. Mr. Blackwell, the prosecutor in the show trial, you know, the greatest show on earth right now, says that the jury will soon be hearing from COINTELPRO bystanders. Soon be hearing from bystanders. So that should be interesting. I didn't know that COINTELPRO informants could take the stand, the witness stand, but I guess that's a thing. So anyway, had a chance to dig through the Wayback Machine over the weekend. I found some interesting stuff. Bill Hughes, the secret terrorists. That's interesting. I know it's a little, it's kind of, well, he has an axe to grind, I guess. That's the way we could say it. John Paul Jackson's Unmasking the Jezebel Spirit. That's interesting. I think I talked about that a million years ago. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's Fowl, Bird Flu, It's Not What You Think. There's a copy of that. I know I've mentioned that recently. That keeps coming around. The Prince and Other Writings. Here's a copy of that. I have, I don't know, probably at least a half a dozen copies of that floating around. That should be burned. I think that's like the Ouija board, though. You know, you burn a copy of The Prince, Machiavelli's The Prince, and it shows up in your, on your living room coffee table the next morning. Here's a copy of Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan's They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency. Oh, the late, great Jack Otto's World War III. Here's a copy of that. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Published back in 99. Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Table of Contents. High Treason, The Seat of Tyranny, The Illuminati, The French Revolution, The American Revolution, Gambit. Congress in Vienna. Jacob Schiff snatches America's pocketbook. Communism, Political Zionism, Cultivating World War I, The League of Nations, The CFR, Jillionaires Club. The Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, The Federal Reserve and the Income Tax, Red Roosevelt and World War II, Red Propaganda in American Media, Adolf Hitler and the Pseudo-Jews, Making Communist Slaves at Yalta, The United Nations, False Jews Create a False Israel. I think that's pretty much the most straightforward way to put that. No, it was created in a day. Sure, after all that work that guys like Theodore Herzl did. Remember when Herzl said in 1897, hey, Theodore, what do you think is the most amazing thing that came out of this conference? Well, probably that I created the State of Israel. I mean, people would laugh today, but in 30 or 40 years, certainly in 50, you'll see it. And guess what? 50 years almost to the day, bam. Amazing. False Jews create a false Israel. Congress, because Jesus said, you know, it's interesting, the places, one of the things, I think it would be a fascinating sort of thought experiment to go to the places where they have the American flag and this thing they call the Israeli flag up on the stage. You find this. There's one place I can think of off the top of my head, for example, that used to be a theater. And the theater was converted to new theater that they call a church. And that so-called church theater has the American flag and the so-called Israeli flag on opposite sides of the stage. I think it would be an interesting thought experiment to go to those places and ask the head pastor or whomever, you know, after a service, hey, pastor, what do you think about Revelation 2:9 and 3:9? When Jesus is speaking in Revelation and he says the book of Revelation, and it's not plural, please don't do that. That's a different book by a different author with a whole different context and meaning and so forth. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ to John the Revelator, as is revealed in the opening passages of the book of Revelation. So anyway, it would be interesting to go to these places and say, hey, what do you think about Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, where Jesus is speaking in his seven letters to seven churches, and he says, I know of the trouble you have with these folks who call themselves Jews but are not. What do you think about that? Who do you suppose those people are? And, you know, perhaps we also remind ourselves that, you know, this critter sometimes masquerades as an angel of light, and so do his minions. I wonder who those critters could be, those who call themselves Jews but are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. That's kind of interesting. Who do you suppose they are, Pastor? I have not heard that preached. But admittedly, I have not been in one of those kinds of services in a while. So, but Chris, you're not supposed to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I know, that's, isn't that what we're doing right now? Continuing in the table of contents of the late great Jack Otto's World War III, Congress finds Reds in every bush. Myron C. Fagan, hero at large. A controlled media controls the communication, hypnosis, and media propaganda. Chiseling the Constitution for the Communist Manifesto. Eroding property rights. Uncle Sam the dope dealer. Snitch and skate. Big Brother minces words. Historical revelations of conspiracy. The UN, the UN brings unfreedom to Africa. Who speaks for the black people? Why, Mr. Blackwell, of course, and Joe Biden, because if you ain't voting for Joe, then you, well, anyway. Who speaks for the black people? The history of money, the report from Iron Mountain. Head for the hills, wars and rumors of wars, rigged elections and a false freedom. Remember, I have said many times, the late great Jack Otto was the only person I ever heard mention the Voter News Service. It's now the National Election Pool, but it's the same organization that's been rebranded time and time again because of scandal over the last several generations. So this is the organization that gives you the numbers, tells you who you voted for. This stupid parlor trick, you know, where you get the ticker across the screen, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, Tuesday morning. Here are the numbers, folks. Before a single vote has been counted, before a single poll is closed, how do they do it? Oh, it's based on exit polling data. Right. And so when the purported numbers don't match up with the, when they don't have a tight enough control on, you know, who counts that votes, then sometimes, you know, you have to make something up like a hanging Chad situation. And there's scandal, and then you have to rebrand the same organization. You just put a different name on it, give it a different face, and nobody knows the wiser. Most people haven't heard of this organization anyway, and it's, this is how the parlor trick works. They tell you who you voted for and no one questions it. Which is why for years I've said, maybe we should just, none of us should show up. We should all quietly say, listen, nobody vote this time around. We'll all get together kind of like a UFC party or something and watch the elections play out and hear, you know, hear the percentages and the number of votes that correspond, and it would be a good laugh for us all if it weren't so sad, because it's not real, obviously. I digress. So, rigged elections and a false freedom. Congressman Norman Dodd investigates the foundations. That's page 162. The Oklahoma City bombing, America's Reichstag fire. We've had several of those, haven't we, in recent generations? Legal or lawful? An important question and distinction. Prisoners of war / missing in action. The shadow government. That's page 183. Satanists inject Christianity with Babylonian mysticism. You know, at the Lucius Trust, they like to call it theosophy, the divine wisdom. It's where you get the secret. And, you know, Abraham Hicks and all that kind of fun stuff. It is astonishing, by the way, how deeply pervasive this is. I mean, I touched on it last week with the book Halftime by Bob Buford, a friend of mine, another friend who I admire and respect. I have tremendous admiration and respect for this guy. I mean, like I said last week, if I'm lucky, someday I'll be half the man he is. But this book is, a technocrat's delight, and technocracy and Christianity are mutually exclusive, I guess, as the lawyers would say. Right, Mr. Blackwell? So, you know, despite the fact that we're led to believe that, no, they can coexist, you know, like the Fabians used to say, you know, Christian socialism? Oh, sure. Why not? Well, why not? Because, I mean, it's just a question of who decides. And if it's man deciding, no. That's not how it works. So, Satanists inject Christianity with Babylonian mysticism, satanic cults, and the milk carton children. And there's, you know, milk carton children all over Facebook these days. Have you noticed that? The Fires of Backlash, that's page 203. And the appendix, Protocols of Zion, Patrick Henry's famous speech, updated Rothschild brothers' family portrait, and FDR's confiscation of gold. And then the bibliography. So that is the table of contents of the late great Jack Otto's World War III. One of the things that I found digging around in the Wayback Machine, but then there was this. You know, I have these little binders of stuff that I put together. This one includes excerpts from the advent of Net War. This was a long time ago. The advent of Net War. This includes a copy of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare Idaho Pandemic Influenza Response Plan with all of my notes. This was the copy that I took with me to that one meeting I've talked about from time to time. I think it was 2008. And one of the folks at that meeting was a neighbor, and our kids played together, and that was awkward, sort of, for some people anyway. But, you know, I was just asking questions. So this document, here's page 4, and I've mentioned this more recently, but page 4, lots of highlights and underlining. The Idaho Military Division's Bureau of Homeland Security, and again, this is 2006 when all of this stuff started rolling out in 2005 and 6. And some of us were taking these things seriously, literal and seriously, and asking, should we be concerned? And we were eschewed. Oh, no. Why would you do that? So actually, let me start with this. From the introduction. A, purpose, B, scope, C, policies. Okay, the decision to implement the response phase. This is the Idaho Pandemic Influenza Response Plan, March 2006. The decision to implement the response phase of this plan will be made by the state health official. That is singular, as in one person. Okay? The decision to terminate the response portion of this plan and begin recovery operations will also be made by the state health official. This sounds very militarized. Sounds military oriented. Oh, that's because it is. That's in a different section, but anyway, so this says the criteria for termination may include the pandemic is contained and effective control measures are in place. Okay. Mass vaccination or chemoprophylaxis is complete and mass dispensing clinics are closed. Gosh, that sounds familiar. What did John in Tennessee call in recently and tell us about something that happened in Tennessee? You know, people lining up for a mass vaccination event and they were getting their little alerts on their phones and things. What would we ever do without these alerts? So people were camping out like they were going to a Rolling Stones concert or a, I don't know, Cardi B concert or whatever. I don't think, you know, kids don't have the constitution to go to concerts anymore, do they? They stream everything. It's an immersive experience, so it's more fun. Sure. So criteria may include the pandemic is contained and effective control measures are in place. Mass vaccination or chemo prophylaxis is complete and mass dispensing clinics are closed. And the imminent public health threat has diminished and or the outbreak did not materialize. Wait a minute, what? The last portion of the last bullet point includes these words, and or the outbreak did not materialize. So mass vaccination or chemo prophylaxis is complete and or the outbreak did not materialize. That doesn't sound very scientific. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, March 29, 2021. Now, defense attorney Eric Nelson has his mask off, and he's in the Maginot Line bunker there, the little gun turret, you know, the Maginot gun turret, the plastic turret, firing his points of propaganda, the American people. So, you know, the greatest show trial, greatest show on earth. Derek Chauvin trial underway, obviously. And Johnny Cochran says, if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. Oh, no, that was a different show trial. It's just kabuki theater. So look away, look away. So to conclude, from this old copy of the Idaho Pandemic Influenza Response Plan, which should be called the Continuity of Government, the COG manual or handbook, under the specious guise of a so-called pandemic, they should have just called it that. Just be honest. So the pandemic, let's see, mass vaccination. This whole thing is declared and called off by one person, the state health official, and criteria may include mass vaccination or chemoprophylaxis is complete and or the outbreak did not materialize. And I asked people about this. I asked people in high positions of authority in the Panhandle Health District, and I was poo-pooed. Oh, Chris, but isn't this what we're seeing now? So then, you know, under Section 2, planning assumptions and considerations. A, assumptions. Point 4, signed memorandums of agreement, MOAs, will be honored. Wait, what MOAs? Where are they? Can we? No, sorry, that's need to know. That's confidential. We can't share that kind of information with the public. You said it was, it seemed militarized. What did you mean by that? Well, I'll mention that when we come back in the second hour, and then we'll get to this other thing from James Andrew Lewis over at CSIS. Mr. Lewis, what is this? Strengthening law enforcement capabilities to combat terrorism? What? When did you write that? Because, man, we've seen a lot of that stuff happen in the post-9/11 era. That's funny. Huh. Oh, here's another one. The Architecture of Control, Internet Surveillance in China, July 2006. Huh. Interesting. We'll talk more about this stuff when we come back. Stick around right after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.